everyone. Welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today on Rehana's Cuisines, we're going to be making avocado pudding. I know, you're thinking, avocado pudding? All right, we lived in Tanzania, and this dessert my mom used to make, and this was one of my favorite puddings that she used to make. So at that time, we didn't know much about guacamole. We tasted it more on the dessert side of the avocados than the savory. So I thought, let me show you what this pudding is gonna look like. It's a very, very simple recipe. We're gonna use, you know, I bought 3 avocados. I've got sugar, I've got milk, I've got good old vanilla, and I've got Ready Whip or whatever, Cool Whip, or if you wanna do whipping cream at home, anything you can get a hold of. This is easy for me. I just grabbed it from the supermarket. Now, I don't have measurements for this, and the reason for that is because we're gonna go ahead and cut our avocados and see, you know, maybe one out of the 3 might be bad or 2 out of the 3 might be bad. So let's go ahead and cut them up, and then we're gonna see what they look like inside, and then we're gonna go ahead and put it in our blender. All right, so we're gonna take our avocado. Let the knife do its work. Don't push down on it because it is ripe. I'm gonna cut all around. Again, use your knife. There we go. Got some out of here. You know, I forgot to grab a knife, so I'm just gonna walk here and grab another. Oh, I had a knife sitting right here. Okay. So what I'm gonna do is, that's the way we remove the pit. There we go. So we got a good avocado here. And go in here. I'm just gonna scoop the flesh out. You can use a spoon if you want. Works for me. All right, we're gonna do that with our other 2 avocados. I'm gonna show you again how to do the pit magic. Again, we're gonna start slicing our avocado. Let the knife do its work. You don't want to press down on it. Turn it. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Here we go. Take our pit out. Now I'm gonna save one just in case if this one doesn't turn out good, because I want that for I want a little bit of the flesh for the garnishing. Cut around. Turn. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so then we're gonna go ahead and use the other one. I'm just gonna save that one. This one is a little bit harder than the other ones, but it should work pretty well. There we go. All right, I'm gonna do this one in there too. Okay. All right, we're gonna take this one here. What I wanna do with this one is I kinda wanna just use it for garnishing. So I just want to cut like little pieces. I'm going to turn it around. Now this is going to start oxidizing really quickly. So this dessert you might want to eat right away, or what we can do is we can add the Cool Whip on top. That way, you know, that the top layer of the avocado might get just a little bit oxidized and you won't be able to see. But, you know, when oxygen hits it, it just gets oxidized just like potatoes do. And you don't need a high stand. This is just what I have. but you can use any blender that you have, is perfectly fine. So basically we're using 2.5 avocados. So for 2.5 avocados, I usually measure 1 tablespoon per avocado. 2, and let's do just 1/2. And we're gonna give it a taste test to see if, you know, the sweetness in there is just fine for us or not, and then we can always add more if we need to. Just a little bit of vanilla. And then what we're gonna do is this is 1 cup of regular 2% milk. I'm just gonna add about 1/2 cup at a time. So we're gonna start our blender. Right, so we're gonna give this a start. Now I can already tell that this is pretty thick, so I'm gonna go ahead and add 1/4 of the milk. And we're gonna start it up again. Still pretty thick, so I'm gonna add this much and we're gonna see if we need any more. We could walk over to the fridge and grab some more milk because it's still pretty thick. And this one, you will just have to eye the measurement for the milk and look at the consistency every time, you know, blend it, stop it, blend it. And like, this is 1/3 cup, so, you know, add in about 1/3 or 1/4 at a time. We're gonna start it again. Consistency is perfect. One thing we need to do is we need to do a quick taste test to see if our sugar is okay. And I probably need about 1/2 tablespoon of sugar. Give it another stir. Gonna go ahead and plate this. Okay, on this side here, I'm gonna show you how we're gonna serve this. Now again, if you're gonna serve it right away, then you want to do the garnish on top. Otherwise, you know, don't do the fresh garnish on top of the avocado. Very nice, very silky. Okay, I'm gonna scoop every last bit of it out. My blender. Now, to garnish it, I'm just gonna take the Cool Whip, give it a good shake. And this one I'm gonna have right now, this one I'm gonna save for later. Because we're saving this for later, I'm just gonna make a design on top so that when it ox, you know, it won't oxidize because it's covered by the Cool Whip. And even if it does, a very small, a very light layer on top is gonna be oxidizing. So there we go. And then I'm gonna take this, just like that. Then I'm gonna just come here. There we go, friends. We're not gonna, like I said, we're not gonna put another avocado on top of this just because I'm gonna save this for later, and so I don't want the whole thing to oxidize on me. So I'm gonna show you the finished product here. Love to have your comments. So please subscribe to my channel. Thank you for watching this episode of Rehanna's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here on the next episode with another great recipe. See you then.